Hi everyone, Saint Maid here. This video is brought to you by a donation from the Red Pill Ronin, and here's what he has to say. Hello Saint Maid, I've had some insights after listening to Stardust's latest video concerning intrinsic value. As we all know, it's not the men who are complaining about having to pay back the money they borrowed to go to college. It's the women. They make up the majority of college students, and because of the worthless college courses and degrees that were created from the imaginations of feminist school boards, these women can't find suitable career fields to accommodate their feminized college degrees. When you consider what men face when slapped with child support and/or alimony payments, this idea of student loan forgiveness is completely absurd. First of all, child support rulings have always begun as a debt. Post-divorce or family court ruling, the agency will attempt to backdate money owed to the woman for reasons of generating interest on some kind of numerical figure. If the case took several years to become reconciled, you can imagine how many thousands of dollars this initial debt can be. Second, there are no deferments or payment reduction options. Getting relief from a tall monthly payment takes nothing short of an act of God to accomplish, regardless of how much paperwork the man submits or how much he pays his lawyer. Third, non-payment results in a slanderous credit report, suspension of driver's license, suspension of professional license, passport revocation, garnishment of tax returns, asset seizure through property lien, and of course jail. Alimony carries the same punishment, if not harsher consequences, depending on what state has jurisdiction of the case. Lastly, this isn't even a legitimate debt that we're talking about here. This is simply a government agency placing men into indentured servitude by way of calculator. No one legally borrowed any money which needs to be legally paid back. The U.S. Constitution clearly states in their 14th Amendment that no one shall be imprisoned for their inability to pay a debt. The family courts get around this by considering non-payment contempt of court, henceforth jail time. What does all this have to do with having intrinsic value, might you ask? Well, the answer is quite simple. The harsh reality that normies refuse to accept is that outside of sexual pleasure and popping out babies, women have no value. Men, on the other hand, are obviously priceless when it comes to anything associated with money, a functioning society and civilization at large. Stardust mentioned that men ultimately have no value in the eyes of women in society as a whole. We know this, but he failed to mention that this is part of a mass delusion that keeps women in the elevated status that they have and prevents men from reaching their highest potential. Although no one blames their fellow man for dropping us into this crappy deal society gives us, I believe it's time to start being honest with ourselves and collectively get our lives together without women. Sitting around complaining about how hard it is to be a man is no longer acceptable in my opinion. The true strength of going MGTOW is being able to live our lives to the fullest, without the need or want of public opinion. As men, we have value. As men, we are priceless. As men, we're fully capable of living a rich, abundant life, no matter what society thinks or says. Now is the time to get even with our success in life and completely destroy this grand misconception that valuable men only exist as the top 5% tier category brackets. This very idea is gynocentric. Let's not perpetuate this false interpretation of women's ideal man any longer. Instead, let's get our act together and make our most luxurious dreams manifest into reality, for us and us alone. Let me know if you agree or not, Sandman. Well, Red Pill Ronin, or RPR for short, I'll discuss your comments and questions in just a second. But first, let me tell everyone about today's sponsor, Moneyline Investments. This is a premier sports service. If you're interested in making sustainable remote income instead of women stealing your income, then this service is for you. It has a proven track record of getting its clients an average of $1,600 a month with only a $100 investment. The more you invest, the more you make. If you want to make money daily, sign up with MoneylineInvestments.com and use my promo code SANDMAN for 15% off your first subscription. If you sign up for the monthly package, you get a 100% money-back guarantee if you don't profit from their three-step system. What are you waiting for? Sign up at the sponsor link down below. Anyways, now...
Lowe's knows that no matter your paint or stain project, saving is at the top of your to-do list. Save now with buy one, get one half-off select paints, stains, and primers from top brands like Valspar, HGTV Home by Sherwin-Williams, and Cabot via Visa gift card rebate. Find more Memorial Day deals now at Lowe's. We help, you save. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, discount taken at time of purchase. See sales associate for details. Offer valid 515 through 528.
In Indiana, summer means more than sunshine. It's hiking miles and miles of trails to magnificent views and cruising through caves on underground river rides. It's spending the night in a floating cabin and scuba diving into your next big adventure. It's riding a horse and buggy through historic towns and camping with elephants at a wildlife park. It's anything but ordinary. Plan your trip at inindiana.com/summer.
Now back to women have 7 types of intrinsic value, and I've been thinking about how to replace each type with technology. Clown World Show. Yes, RPR. Sex is one of those 7, as well as the womb to make those babies. Those 2 services can be replaced, with sex being replaced with working girls and the services of a rent-a-womb from a surrogate mother. I made videos before discussing the 5 intrinsic values that women provide. The other 3 being child-rearing, i.e. raising your children, but that can also be replaced by daycare and nanny services. Also love, but you can always buy a dog if you want unconditional love, on the one condition that you keep feeding it dog treats. The last of the 5 was companionship, but you can just get that by finding a woman and putting yourself in the friend zone as a beta male orbiter. Since that time, there are 2 other things of intrinsic value that women provide that I came up with. One of those being the genetic material of the eggs that you use for insemination. The other being a woman that you can get sex from on a regular basis. The eggs you can buy from an agency to use on a surrogate. Sure, you can also pay for sex on a regular basis from a working girl, but in many ways, it's just not the same as getting it from a woman on a regular basis that your brain has tricked you into thinking loves you the way that you love her. You're right, RPR. Men have intrinsic value, but the majority of us are invisible to women, so we don't have any perceived value for them. Perception is everything. Also, of course, men should go their own way and focus primarily on their own futures. What do you think I've been doing for the last 7.5 years not being in relationships? I've been focusing on my own financial situation. I know my value, and increasingly many older women also know my value now because they're having a hard time landing a quality man. It's just unfortunate that we're now living in the world of the PUAs that are still monetized and promoted on YouTube. They promote the ideal man for women. The hit the gym bros are only improving their appearance to cater to women and compete with other men. The idea is to stop competing with other men entirely for women, thinking that they're the prize because, as you insinuated, we are the prize. Women just don't want us to know that. They want to limit our self-esteem so that we'll settle for some used-up sperm receptacle, thinking that's the best that we can get. Also, of course, it makes sense to charge men interest on money that they owe their ex-wives. Remember that the debt-based money system makes the world go round. Creating debt out of thin air also adds to inflation and makes everything more expensive. I guess you can now partially blame rising food prices on women taking men to the divorce cleaners. Men have lots of value for a woman, especially while she's younger. But as she gets older, her appearance gets worse, which makes her sexual value decline, and she also loses the ability to reproduce. So all you're typically left with is a nagging woman making your sanity slowly disappear. Whenever I hear the idea of intrinsic value, I think of the practical use case, and the gold community always throws this around about gold having intrinsic value, because it can be turned into jewelry. Silver also has intrinsic value as an antibacterial. Gold is also used as a conductor in electronics. But lately the Chinese have been able to get copper atoms to behave like gold atoms, which is a pretty good and cheap substitute. Eventually, women's so-called intrinsic value will be replaced by technology, and all that will remain of them will be their liabilities. The most interesting thing you brought up, RPR, was the idea of loan forgiveness for thoughts when it comes to their edumacations, and how there is no comparable loan forgiveness for men after divorce. I think it's important to mention that it looks like Biden's loan forgiveness is just another great big wealth transfer from men, because we end up paying more taxes than women on top of paying way more alimony and child support. Women's poor educational choices, choosing useless degrees, has now seen the student loan forgiveness program wipe out $39 billion from most women's debts. It's just Democrats buying women's votes with men's money. Also, RPR, I didn't know the part about the 14th Amendment to the Constitution to prevent debtors' prisons in America, but that the family court basically violates the Constitution. A lot of the time I hear the criticism that all men going their own way do is complain about the women, and that we should just focus more on ourselves. I do that, and so many other men do. But how do we reach new guys unless we talk about how there's no fixing the dark side of female nature? I'm not trying to sell you a course on how to pick up women or improve yourself to do so. I'm showing you the dark side of women, so you just do your own thing. Men's contributions towards society have been downplayed because those in power don't want men to realize that we're the ones that have all the power in our society. Red Pill Ronin, the men you're talking about, that are complaining about how hard it is to be a man these days, those are pretty much the men's rights activists, those demanding that the world change to accommodate them. Instead, what they should be doing is working on making their own lives better. Not better so they can make some woman's life better in turn, but their own happiness should be the priority. But society can't have that because if we stop producing and going on strike, then who's going to support all the single mothers or social spending that the left spends on the women? Men living outside the opinion of others is also going to be a difficult sell. It only works for those men with the toughest emotional skin, and those are usually the guys that have the greatest emotional traumas inflicted on them. Suffering the opinions of others is nowhere near as bad as the other traumas they endure in life. Yes, men need to make their own individual dreams come true, and I agree with that. And I've been following that philosophy for almost 10 years now. Anyways, that's it for today. Thanks again to the Red Pill Ronin for the donation and topic. Don't forget to smash the like button, the way that we can smash the hopes and dreams of women by using technology to replace the 7 intrinsic values of them. Bang the bell and check out the mystery link. Follow me on BitChute, Twitter, and Facebook to get some more video today. Subscribe to me on Minds, Odyssey, MGTOW.TV, and Rumble to get the video for the day after tomorrow. This channel's been demonetized, and if you want to help me keep making content, then please support me through Subscribestar. There's a link to it in the description. Or you can do an hour-long coaching chat with the Sandman for $45, and I won't rush you out the door like a cheap whore. Thanks for taking your daily dose of red pills, and remember, a red pill a day keeps the free education for women that men have to pay for with higher taxes away. So enjoy the rest of your day, and cheers.
Why choose a Sleep Number smart bed?
Can I make my side softer?
Can I make my side firmer?
Can we sleep cooler?
Sleep Number does that. Cools up to 8 times faster and lets you choose your ideal comfort on either side. Your Sleep Number setting.
It's the Sleep Number Everything Smart Bed Sale. Every smart bed and base are on sale during our Memorial Day event. Up to 50% off, plus free home delivery. Limited time. Exclusively to Sleep Number store near you. Learn more at sleepnumber.com.